involving pump station 30. We are in the process of upgrading pump station number 30, which is one of our largest pump stations. It basically serves all of Fenwick Island, the Americana Bayside area. It services the New Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. The pump station actually has been around since the 70s. While we have performed some renovations through the years, this would be a major renovation, which would increase the capacity of the pump station to service that area for the foreseeable future, certainly at least 20 years. We are taking advantage of our continued favorable bidding climate for this force main construction. We had 7 bidders, the low bidder being Bunning and Mary Construction Corporation at $3.2 million. We did have an alternate bid on the contract. We'd been working with a developer of a proposed Waters Run project because some of their gravity sewer would be put in the same alignment of the force main. The idea was that we would get a bid for this gravity sewer work, and then the developer could pay for it, could be performed at the same time. That way the public is not being intruded on two separate occasions. The council approved an escrow agreement with the developer of Waters Run back in the spring, called for this money to be placed in escrow by May 30th. Unfortunately, as we are standing here today, we still haven't received those funds. So our recommendation is that we move forward with the bid award for the base bid without that alternate. However, we leave open the possibility that if the developer could procure the funds before we start the work, we could execute a change order with Bunning and Mary and come back and do that. But at this point, I think we need to move forward with the bid award on the base bid. And if there are no questions, I have a motion that I can
move. Questions of the council? Please read your motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project Number 10-03, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, Pump Station 30, Force Main, be awarded to Bunning and Mary Construction Corporation of Selbyville, Delaware, at the base bid amount of $3,296,100, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control or the Rural Utility Service.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Sorry. Cole. Any question? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deemer.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next,
okay.
Sir.
My second item is one of the 5 contracts for the Angola Sewer District. This is our pump station contract. It's with Howard Robson. We have a proposed credit change order. Just during the course of the work, some of the things, ebb and flow of construction, we added some things, we subtracted some things. Overall, it's a credit change order in the amount of $3,259.39. There is an increase in the contract time period for 70 calendar days. The contractor at the beginning of the construction asked if we would consider stick building a building on site that was going to be fabricated off site and brought onto the site. Did save us $15,000, but just in the course of construction, the stick building could not begin until the wet well was set, and just extended the time of the contract. However, there was no detriment that resulted to us as a result. So again, we have a credit change order with an addition of 70 contract days. And I have a motion I can read.
Please read the motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order 2 with Howard Robson, Inc. of Landisville, PA for Sussex County Project 09-21, Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Regional Pump Station 317, and Pump Stations 313, 318, and 319 be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $3,259.39 for a new total of $2,454,625, and increases the contract time by 70 days contingent upon the receipt of approval from the funding agencies.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Izzo. Old business, Mr. Lang.
Here comes some old business.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We have two items of old business this morning, or this afternoon, I should say. In your packet last week, you received a memorandum from myself to David Baker giving an overview of the commission's report on the public hearings held on conditional use 1886 and conditional use 1888. Also attached to that was a copy of the minutes of the council of May 3rd of 2011, I'm referencing both applications, and also based on a request of council last week, some proposed reasons for approval and conditions of approval if council chooses to approve, and they are in the positive rather than the negative. If you remember, the commission's recommendation for both these applications was in the negative. The first application is conditional use number 1886. It's the application of Clarence A. Edgins III to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for an HVAC business and multifamily dwelling structures, proposing two units. We locate on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.37 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Road 305, also known as Hollyville Road, 3,330 feet south of Road 48, also known as Zor Road. The commission held their public hearing on April 14th of 2011. In their recommendation, which was made on April 28th of 2011, the commission was advised by Mr. Robertson that he had reviewed the deed restrictions, that restriction number 4 referenced no commercial activity can be engaged in except for an in-home office, and only then with the approval of all governmental agencies that regulate same. And also referenced was the prohibition of storing or working on stock or race cars, and that restriction number 2 references that the property shall not be subdivided and that the commission should move cautiously when deed restrictions exist. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of this application based on the deed restrictive covenants that prohibit commercial uses on this property. There was a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for those reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. And during the public hearing with council on May 3rd, the council left the record open for 90 days for the purpose of allowing for comments either pro or con on this application. Last week I came back and gave a report that the applicant, or both applicants, had an attorney prepare, and it was approved by all the residents of the 5 lots within this minor subdivision to take that restriction on the commercial activities out of their deed restrictions. So therefore, council instructed me to prepare findings and condition of approval if you chose to approve this application. So on the Edgins application, the motion that this application to operate an HVAC business be approved based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use for an HVAC business will serve the residents, farms, and business uses in the county. Two, the proposed conditional use is generally similar to other uses in the vicinity of the property. In an example, landscaping business, daycare business, boat mechanic, shop and storage, tree cutting business, plumbers, etc. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, the operation of a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise since the majority of the work will be conducted off-site. Five, the Planning and Zoning Commission did make a recommendation that this application be denied since there were restrictive covenants that prohibit commercial uses of the 5-lot subdivision within the plat entitled Lands of Country Trails Land Company. However, the landowners have since agreed, amended, and recorded an amendment to the deed restrictions and covenants terminating the prohibition against commercial activities on the five properties. Six, DelDOT has responded that a traffic impact study is not recommended and that the current level of service A of Hollyville Road will not change as a result of this application. Seven, County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division has commented that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and that the project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service. Eight, council finds that other than the applicant, there were no parties present in favor of or in opposition to this application. Nine, based on the record and recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission, the record created before council, this conditional use is a partial approval for the HVAC business only. Since there is that is consistent with other business uses in the area. The requested multifamily dwelling structure of 2 units is not being considered since the applicant did not provide any record of support for this portion of his application. And 10, based on the record created before council, this conditional use is approved subject to the following conditions and stipulations that will minimize any potential impacts on the surrounding area and adjoining properties. One, all vehicles associated with a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning business shall be parking inside of the existing garage or outside on a designated parking area that is screened by fencing from the view of neighboring properties. Two, there will only be one unlighted sign on the premise that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. Three, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties. Four, any dumpster or outside storage shall be behind the existing shop or garage and shall be screened by fencing from view from neighboring properties. Five, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's determination. And six, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. They are, as I stated, suggested findings and conditions of approval. The council can choose to adopt, amend, or deny those reasons and conditions.
Pleasure, council. Anyone care to make a motion?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion. We adopt the ordinance CU 1886 with the suggested conditions by Mr. Lank.
Ms. Deaver, second that.
Yes.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to adopt conditional use number 1886 with the for the following reasons and the conditions. Questions? Mr. Phillips.
If I missed it, I apologize, but this deed restriction is of no consequence to our consideration?
The deed restriction has been amended and recorded in the records of the recorder deeds office. And it does eliminate and strike the prohibition of commercial activities.
Great, thank you.
Which, fortunately, the developers were still around and were able to do this and put it all together.
All five property owners agreed and signed.
Any more questions?
Nope. Very rare for this to happen.
That is rare.
Bob, we'll take the vote. And please state your reasons. Mrs. Deaver.
Well, as I understand it, Planning and Zoning's recommendation for denial was based on the deed restrictions, and that's been changed now. And so I would vote yes for the reasons, the new reasons that we have stated today and with the conditions that Mr. Lank read.
Mr. Cole.
Similar concerns. The deed restriction issue is a very important for the council to respect those, and with the change that has occurred in this application, I can support the application. So, yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. It's obvious with the cooperation from the neighbors that it's not going to cause problems in the community. And with the conditions, I believe, makes it even better.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
I also agree that since the neighbors now have changed deed restriction and taken that out, and it doesn't appear to hurt anything. And with the stipulations as to how it's going to be conducted, I agree 100%. I vote yes. Motion carried.
The second application is conditional use number 1888. It's the application of Michael Henderson. It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district for a marine services and boat storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 6.81 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Route 305, also known as Hollyville Road, and being across from Route 306, also known as Indian Bay Road. Again, for the record, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on April 14th of 2011. On April 28th of 2011, Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of this application based on the restrictive covenants that prohibit commercial uses on this parcel. There was a motion, second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0. Again, on May 3rd, the council held a public hearing, deferred action for 90 days to allow for pro and con comments on the application. The attorney prepared the same document for this applicant because it's in the same subdivision, and the document was recorded and does strike the restriction or takes out the prohibition of the lack of commercial activities. For the benefit of council, again, I make a suggested recommendations. Could a motion for this application operating marine services and boat storage business be approved based upon a recommended public hearing and for the following reasons? A, the proposed conditional use for a marine services and boat storage business will serve the residents in the area. Two, the proposed commercial use is generally similar to other uses in the vicinity of the property, and an example, landscaping business, heating, ventilating, and air conditioning service, tree cutting service, and plumber, etc. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Four, the operation of a marine service and boat storage business will not generate a significant increase in traffic. Five, the Planning and Zoning Commission did make a recommendation that this application be denied since there are restrictive covenants that prohibit commercial uses of the five-lot subdivision within the plat entitled Lands of Country Trails Land Company. However, the landowners have since agreed, amended, and recorded an amendment to the deed restrictions and covenants terminating the prohibition against commercial activities on the five properties. Six, DelDOT has responded that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service A of Hollyville Road will not change as a result of this application. Seven, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division has commented that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and that the project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service. Eight, council finds that other than the applicant, there was one party present in support and no parties in opposition to this application. And nine, based on the record created before council, this conditional use is approved subject to the following conditions and stipulations, which will minimize any potential impacts on the surrounding area and adjoining properties. One, there shall be no retail sales on the site, only marine services and boat storage. Two, all service work shall be performed inside of a service building or within an area fenced and or screened from view of neighboring properties. Three, all waste oils and fluids shall be stored in containers and hauled away by licensed waste oil handlers. Four, the project will be open during daylight hours only. Five, the site plan shall be subject to all appropriate agency approvals. Six, there shall be no more than 30 boats stored on the site at any one time, whether for storage or waiting for repair and or pickup. Seven, the storage area shall be gated and screened from view from Hollyville Road. Eight, there will only be one unlighted sign on the premise that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. Nine, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties. 10, any dumpster or outside storage shall be screened by fencing from view from neighboring properties. And 11, all entrance intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determinations. Excuse me. And 12, the site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Pleasure, Council.
Again, they are the suggested findings and conditions of approval.
I have a question for Mr. Light.
Yes, ma'am.
Did the neighbors realize that we're talking about boat storage when they signed off? Because what they said was commercial activity could take place, but did they know what it was going to be?
The public hearings were several months prior, mm-hmm. and all the neighbors did receive notice of what the intentional activities were proposed.
Okay. And they physically had to sign off on
they
some.
They did. They all signed.
Didn't say so boat
they all signed.
Did it?
No, it just said commercial activity.
Commercial activity. Right. So it could be whatever the county council will approve. So, okay.
And in this case, the one condition, let me see, number two,
mm-hmm.
all service work shall be performed inside of a service building or within an area fenced and or screened from view of neighboring properties. Currently, the activity has been taking place for some time, and he does not have a building that he does service. So he has been performing most of these activities outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was presented in both public hearings.
What's your opinion? Do you think it's appropriate in that area?
But my opinion,
mm-hmm.
is it appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you get a chance.
He's a planner. I want to know.
it's been an activity that's generally been allowed in agriculture areas, storage, but more the storage than the repairs.
Mm-hmm.
And the repair, it relates to the storage, so. It could be a use that would be receptive. The difficulty you can get into, and especially in this case, that you got a 5-lot subdivision, and you have a commercial activity on either end. And there could be application for the activities in the other three.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually,
there will be. So are you creating a commercial area, or are you creating a area of 5 conditional uses, possibly sometime
mm-hmm.
down the road?
Mm-hmm.
That's a negativity that I saw about it.
Okay.
Any more questions? Not entertain a motion from council. Anyone care to make a motion?
Sure.
I'll move that we approve.
Okay.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second,
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Deaver,
yep.
to approve conditional use number 1888.
Is that with conditions?
With conditions.
Yes.
Sorry, with conditions.
Any question on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Again, planning and zoning recommended denial based on the covenants in the title or the deed, and I vote yes with the for the reasons stated by Mr. Lank and with the conditions as read today.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, again, the deed restrictions were of what was concerned. They've been lifted. The owners are living on site, so it's kind of a enhanced home occupation in this area, so we're able to control this through the conditional use process. So I think it's an appropriate change of zone.
Mr. Phillips?
I vote yes, based on findings and conditions that have been read into the record today. I think, again, it's an appropriate use under the circumstances.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes. I also looked there. No one, not one person opposed it in their neighborhood, so it seems it must be a pretty good project to them. And with stipulations, I vote yes.
Okay. And obviously, the concern before was the deed restriction that's been lifted by all the owners of the properties. With the reasons read in the record and with the conditions, I agree and I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. First one today, Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club.
I will support that. Mr. Wilson, are you going to support that as well, the Georgetown Rotary?
I'll give you half.
Okay. Well,
half of what?
I think they want more
than
what.
Gets.
They're seeking 500.
I thought you were going to double down.
250 for me and 250 for Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have a motion and a second to grant 250 for Mr. Wilson and 250 for Mr. Fultz's account with Georgetown Millsboro Rotary Club for the Golf Classic fundraiser benefiting American Red Cross. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Coverdale Crossroads Community.
That is you, Mr. Wilson.
That's Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson.
$500.
I'll second.
I have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 from Mr. Wilson's account to the Coverdale Crossroads Community Council for their after-school slash mentoring program. Any questions? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Laurel Little League.
That's me and you, okay?
Yeah, they want more than what we can give them.
Well, we can.
Game's over now. You're going to have to move to next year.
What's that?
I told you game's over. I have to move to next year.
Okay. I move that we give $500 from Mr. Phillips and $500 from Mr. Vincent's account to the Laurel Little League.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Seaford High School alumni.
Yeah, I think, Mrs. Webb, wasn't that they talked about asking for money for scholarships and they're trying to upgrade your computer system?
Specifically for scholarships for Seaford High School seniors.
That's going to be another request.
Okay.
And, yeah, getting their membership on the computer also.
So.
It's all tied together.
Okay. So I'll make a motion, $500 from my account.
I'll make that motion.
Have a second?
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 from my account for the Seaford High School Alumni Association.
Is that a conflict of interest with you?
Probably, yeah. Any questions on the motion? I will take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
See you in court.
Faith UM Women for the Walking, for their homeless walk-a-thon.
Where are they based out of?
They're based out of Rehoboth Beach.
Who is? The Faith UM? Me? Oh, yes. Okay. I'll give $200 to the homeless walk-a-thon.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver, to grant $200 from Mr. Cole's account.
Because I may be part of that group.
Faith, you have women for the walking, for the homeless walk-a-thon.
Times are tough.
Any questions?
I've heard you already got your tent.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Open Arms Soup Kitchen and Food Pantry is in Ellendale.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like me. Did they ask for specific?
See, Sam, the homeless from Rehoboth are going to walk to Ellendale for their.
No, we did. 500 last summer.
That's where we're going. 500 this time from my account.
I have a motion, Mrs. Yes. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
To grant $500 from Mrs. Deaver's account to the Open Arms Soup Kitchen and Food Pantry for operating expenses. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the Henlopen Soccer League in Nassau, Delaware.
And they can't afford this.
Well, they're expensive. Those defibrillators. You ever been to those games? They're exciting. You almost have a heart attack every time you see them. We're going.
A Henlopen Soccer. Is that in Rehoboth?
Especially when us old guys.
It's in Nassau.
Dalton Lewis.
Nassau?
Yeah. Right, Sam. Those games get exciting. You need one.
That's job.
Well,
I know. I said, in case we show up.
With purchasing a defibrillator.
Mm-hmm. She didn't know what one is.
$1,384.
I'll give him $500.
Okay.
She thought of something.
Second.
That.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $500 from Mrs. Deaver's account to the Henlopen Soccer League for to help with the purchase of an automatic external defibrillator. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sam, that's when those kids are
fibbing.
That's
it for today.
And then we
thank you, ma'am. Introduction proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Any additional business brought before council? Mr. Guy? Come on down. Whoop, excuse me. We have one Bobby Hemrick. Subject is Sea Air Village.
It's not my district, so I'm leaving.
Good afternoon. It's been a long meeting, and I'm not going to keep you. I just wanted to inform you of something that I haven't seen in the paper yet, and I think it's important. There has been yet another fire in Sea Air Village this past week. And this actually resulted in the death of the owner. The owner did not perish in the fire, but died of a heart attack while watching his home burn. something has to happen in Sierra Village. We've got to make some changes because the same thing keeps occurring. And before we lose any more lives, we got to do something, folks. So I'm begging you guys, please, let us work something out for Sierra Village.
What was the cause of the fire there, Bobby?
I don't know that yet. I mean, there was nothing in the paper. I got a phone call from a board member.
You're implying it's because of some of the county's actions or something. It could have.
No. What I'm saying is the same type of conditions are existing in Sierra. Nothing is changing. They're still putting in, they just put in another huge mobile, 5 feet from the street. The closeness in there is hampering the firemen.
Okay.
We've got to do something before we have more problems.
I want something in writing from the fire marshal about this. Our Board of Adjustment is approving these. And I want to know if they're violating some sort of law or regulation, fire law. Can we get something in writing?
What would you like in writing?
Well, I mean, are those units too close to each other, or what are the parameters there? I need it in writing. I've heard that he said such a thing, but I haven't seen it in writing. What the regulations are?
Well, if you can ask,
sure,
Lawrence, could you stand up and maybe Bobby, you could sit out. We'll ask Lawrence some questions. I know with planning and zoning, when we approve something, it has to go through all these different agencies, and one of them is the fire marshal. When the Board of Adjustment, when they make a decision, is there any kind of review from the fire marshal agencies in those kind of decisions?
I talked to the fire marshal just recently, and he's willing to provide comments to any board case, whether it's Sierra or anywhere else.
He's willing to provide comments,
variance.
Is what you're saying?
For the variance, yeah. He's willing to provide response to any application.
So if requested, they don't do it. I know they do it automatically with planning, with the change.
They do it on subdivision applications and rezoning if they feel necessary. Typically, it's just subdivisions because mm-hmm. they're on the TAC committee. That's why we get comments on those.
Okay.
Have to request it.
In your experience, has he declined any of these applications? I mean, in his opinion, should it not be passed?
Now, typically, they don't really... I won't say they don't make a recommendation. They make a recommendation that it relates to their regulations.
Right. So he's approved everything.
We've actually had, there's different fire marshals over time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've had public hearings with the Board of Adjustment for a couple of projects in Long Neck, not Sierra, but in Long Neck, mm-hmm. and they actually gave comments that the 20-foot spacing wasn't necessary.
Don't need to be 20 feet apart.
A lesser than 20 foot was allowed because the fire marshal didn't object to it. And it was 15 foot, I believe, in those two instances. But it's the only two I can think of right off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. How many fires has been created because these houses are too close together? And how many houses have burnt down together?
Can't respond to that. I don't know.
Mr. President.
So changing this does not change the situation.
No, we're kind of getting off path here. I mean, but Joe had a question. Lawrence, thank you for your answer.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comment, Ms. Emmerich.
Do we go into executive session?
I have a motion to go into executive session for
yes.
pending potential litigation. Second.
Did I get a
Mr. Deaver.
Yes, second.
Any question. Take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now going to go into executive session 4.